With Ag News, I'm Nathan Steedley. The government shutdown is hitting the nation's farmers and ranchers in multiple ways. Reports point out that the shutdown is stalling the delivery of farm loans, the release of critical farm market reports, and the administration's plan for emergency assistance for farmers. Row crop producers who grow corn, wheat, and soybeans have been weathering uncertainty for months, including tariff troubles and high input costs for things like machinery and fertilizer. Reports show every day the government isn't open adds to the anxiety in farm country, especially as growers are harvesting crops and having to pay bills and their banks. The risk of farm bankruptcies continue to climb this year. One article said that the shutdown is interfering with planning for next year, as farmers have to make decisions about what's ahead in 2026. Those plans depend on information only the federal government can provide, including market data and available loans. The U.S. has traditionally had a healthy ag trade surplus for years. As global dynamics change due to multiple political and economic factors, U.S. agricultural imports now exceed exports. A new study says the deficit is likely to get worse in the years ahead. University of Illinois and Texas Tech University researchers say the U.S. is importing much more than it exports. From 2017 to 2018, the dispute between the U.S. and China resulted in export values dropping by $9 billion for soybeans, $432 million for wheat, $93 million for corn, and $313 million for sorghum. The total value of loss to agricultural exports amounted to approximately $14 billion. In the same time, the U.S. is losing export markets to other large grain producers like Brazil, Canada, Australia, and the Ukraine. The only good news is that the U.S. is actively working on new trade agreements. The National FFA organization is one of six organizations nationally to receive a $10 million grant from Lilly Endowment Incorporated. The grants are being awarded through the latest round of Lilly Endowment's initiative called the Character Through Youth Programs, which helps youth-serving organizations with a nationwide reach create, test, implement, and sustain strategies that support character development in young people ages 5 to 18. The organizations like National FFA have a long history of supporting young people and helping them grow into healthy, resilient adults, said Ted Maple, Lilly Endowment's Vice President for Education and Youth Programs. With their distinctive missions and programs, they are embarking on new creative and strategic approaches to support youth-serving organizations through the first round of their initiative. Ambra Tennery, Director of Education Programs and Events Division for the National FFA organization, said that they're honored to receive this support from the Lilly Endowment. A survey of the commercial horticulture food crops industry in Iowa showed direct specialty crop sales of more than $79 million in 2022 and even higher figures of economic output attributed to the industry. The Iowa Department of Agriculture and Land Stewardship announced the results of the 2023 survey recently and said it shows the local produce industry is diverse, growing, and making a significant contribution to Iowa's economy and agricultural identity. The survey was sent to Iowa specialty crop producers who grow edible crops such as vegetables, fruits, berries, honey, maple syrup, mushrooms, and pumpkins. According to a release from the organization, this is the first comprehensive look at the industry since 2015. More than 850 specialty farmers participated in the survey, which found that a total of more than 11,000 acres of specialty crops were grown in 2023, with economic output of more than $66 million. That's been a look at your Ag News on KFEQ. I'm Nathan Steedley.